Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Inside the Friday Night Cypher. What's cracking, everybody? Your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM Hyman. It is Friday, March 29th. Tonight, Inside the Cypher, we recap the week in news and entertainment. We got hot chocolate all the way live out of New York City tonight. We'll be speaking to her shortly coming up. Hey, hit us up. Let us know what was cracking in your world this week. A lot going on. Man, a whole lot going on. Hey, big up to Madam Sebo Boston for holding us down last Friday night. Hey, it was a party up in this joint. I went back and listened to the podcast and like, drill. It was like an hour party, and I rewinded it for another 20 minutes, and so I guess it was an hour, 20-minute party last Friday night. Check out the podcast. You can go back really a few years, couple years at least. We kicking almost like 500 of these joints up in here, the TM Hyman Radio Live crew. Hey, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, check us out 9 p.m. Tonight, it's the Cypher. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, she hit a throwback last week that was like, that's my jam. Hey, on the other side, Madam CeeLo Boston, hot chocolate from NYC. This is right here. That's
my jam. Bomba cloud, shoot the bonfire,
man. That's my jam.
Hey, baby girl, you will never not know that. You may tell me that whenever. Someone love on up forever.
Check it.
tactic, I'm a racket. I make fellas jump up and girls get my naked. So ring it round the rosy, pocket for the dozy. You know me, I'm low-key, I'm smoking like a stogie. There is no way you can see me like Stevie. Wonder how I'm living deep, how I'm living lovely. It's a bad boy day. 93, we coming through, kick it with the flavor, dude. Hit you on the 1 and 2, send you on the mission. And you think I'm crazy, super cat. Dally, 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 my baby.
You're crazy.
Nah, nah. Pump that hop. Play super funk and too pump with mad props. I beat the funky pop remix. Get my man remix. It's the hot shit that they get on your radio. It's the bad boys, so make your bad noise, so 93's a lot like you know, bro. Daddy rolling to a super cat in every day. So what you say, what you say?
I love it when you call me Big Pop, but the show stop, but the rock drop, but super cat pass the clock. I see you shivering. Check the flavor, Biggie Smalls is delivering. Lyrical lyrics, just blowing lyrics out my larynx. Chubby competitor, quick to kick the chump in the chest. Yes, it's bad boy,
right.
Onto the core. I think that take it no more out.
What up? The Friday Night Cypher. We always like those throwbacks. That's what we do inside this joint. Your hip-hop informer, it's Friday night, March 29th. A happy birthday to all of the Aries men and women out there. Y'all just came, the Pisces just celebrated birthdays. I'm not sure who comes after us.
In your mind, it really doesn't matter who comes after you, right?
All the way live from NYC. Give it up, Madam. Actually, Hot Chocolate. I'm going to call you Madam Hot Chocolate.
Oh, I got a new name. Madam Hot Chocolate. Where Brooklyn at? What's up, my people? TM Hyman Radio live reporting to you from Prospect Avenue and St. Mark's UJATS Hair Salon. I am up in here with my bestie and my goddaughter, Corinne. She's having her 13th birthday bashment tomorrow, and she's in here getting glamified so she can swing her hair and whip it back and forth tomorrow like all 13-year-olds should. So happy birthday, baby girl.
Yes, happy birthday, baby.
All the way live from Charlotte, it is Madam. Hey, again, big up to you for holding it down. I'm like straight party last Friday night.
Yeah, thank you, Kizzy.
Thank you very much. Good morning in the afternoon. How do you do?
We are great. Thanks for joining us. It's great evening.
Yeah.
And thanks for the accolades from last week. I really put my hardest into it, you know.
Hey, listen.
I tried to be a clutch player, you know.
Listen, I mean, you could really like DJ and throw like a real deal party. I was like, hey, I could pay her to DJ a party.
She had it jumping, right?
I need is, you know, two turntables
and a microphone. Outside.
Oh my goodness.
That's an old school style right there. That's a real party, two turntables and a microphone.
What? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because they do it on a straight laptop these days, okay?
Yes.
Or maybe
all about technology. Technology brings efficiency and more effectiveness.
I dig the turntablism, though. I like the essence. I like still pulling out the wax and the 45 and the little funny-looking little thing that you put in the middle of the 45 to make it stay on the record player. I know that sounds like I'm ancient people because you probably don't even know what a 45 is, some of you, but...
You know, we used to use a nickel to hold a needle.
True. A nickel or a quarter.
Yes. You know, they've changed the dynamics of those things.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Look, so many things have been happening this week. I don't even get into the Atlanta Housewives, but, like, this week I did, right? And the fact that right after I watch it, then I see that these people are getting a divorce. It's like,
yeah.
I find out about your divorce on TMZ.
I found that very hilarious myself, yeah.
I was just like, that was... bit much. That's how Portia found out that Cordell wanted a divorce, is through TMZ.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything to her.
I think he did say something to her, and she went behind his back and continued to negotiate her contract with Bravo after he already told her that he didn't want to be on the show. So I think she might have known that there were going to be some repercussions behind, you know, her secretive negotiations to keep her flowing and her popularity. But
well, like I was telling you, you know, like I said, I didn't really know, like, the entire backstory behind that. I just was, like, really shocked that, you know, she's sitting in her office with the therapist crying, talking about wanting to have another baby and about the baby she lost. And then, like, 2 days later, she found out, you know, or lied that they were getting divorced. It's like, okay, something don't match up here.
I mean, but understand, people, when we're watching, you know, the reality shows, they've more often than not been recorded 3 to 4 months prior. So,
right.
You know, we're not really seeing
right.
things play out in real time, but it's not that
right.
far of
they
a lag.
Have, like, confidentiality agreements and clauses that they have to follow to not leak this stuff prior.
Right, right.
But I will say this, and I don't think I want to talk about it anymore, but this Kenya and Phaedra, their ass competition they're having. I'm
yes,
really
it's horrible. It's horrible. I don't even know where that came from.
Now, but I will say I think Kendra's is better than Phaedra. I think Phaedra's playing with it and Kendra's more serious.
Yes.
Even if
Kendra's
serious,
is more professionally done. I agree.
Right. Yeah, because Phaedra, I was like, I don't know what she's doing. I don't know. She's like,
well,
Phaedra,
well,
first of all, she's out there playing.
Booty is booty. Even though one of those booties form a little better than that other booty.
And I would have to agree on that too. I have a booty, and I do look at booties. There's nothing wrong with looking at booties and admiring them. There's nothing. And if I had to choose, I personally would choose Kenya's to go along with, only because she really showed you how to get the result that she had.
Yes.
Phaedra been around there eating chicken wings and steak and shrimp cocktails and stuff, and I don't see her doing a whole lot of working out.
Well,
right.
I don't really follow this series that you all are speaking of, and I think we're giving it, like, way too much publicity right now, so we're going to move on. But we're going to stay in Atlanta, though. We're going to stay in Atlanta because
okay.
I mean, a lot is going on.
Yeah.
Atlanta educators indicted in cheating scandal.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now, recently, a grand jury indicted about 3 dozen educators, and this was, like, Friday. And so it's, like, today, right? But this was, it has hit the news today.
Wow.
The largest probe in one of the largest nation's, like, cheating scandals that has rocked Atlanta public schools. Now, the indictment named the former superintendent, Beverly Hall, who pretty much she retired just days before the 2011 probe was released, and she denied all allegations. But it's her, several high-level administrators, principals, teachers, they all face charges including racketeering, false statements, and theft.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, about 178 educators in the special investigation pretty much resigned, retired, or pretty much, you know, didn't have their contracts removed. You know, that's pretty crazy, folks.
So what are our kids going to do now who have been under these teachers' tutelage?
Well, I'm sure they'll be ushered along into either a different school, or really these are folks that were at the tippity top. So, you
wow.
know, they'll stay in their schools. I mean, they'll continue on business as usual. The lady retired, and I'm sure, you know, there's a new superintendent who's keeping the, you know, quote-unquote, keeping things on track, right?
Right.
Wow. Poor kids.
Yeah.
They're ultimately the ones that suffer.
Exactly. Well, and then speaking on kids suffering, just an update on Hadiyah Pendleton's case. you know, the young lady, the 15-year-old girl, Chicago girl, who was shot right after, you know, a couple of days.
Oh, after she performed at inauguration, right.
Okay, so the two men, or young men, that were arrested, they pled not guilty today, well, yesterday, rather, in the shooting death of the 15-year-old. 18-year-old Michael Ward and 20-year-old Kenneth Williams pled not guilty Thursday to charges including first-degree murder and attempted murder in the killing of Hydea Pendleton. And this young lady, she was shot on January 29th in a park about a mile from where the Obamas used to live. That's crazy, right?
That's so sad.
Michelle Obama attended the girl's funeral, you know, as well. So it's like, I mean, it's like, when is she going to, like, when do her parents get closure, you know?
Yeah. And it's so unfortunate because it was a mistaken identity. It wasn't even meant for her or for the people
right.
that she was with.
Right.
Right.
And
right.
The police are saying that the girl was an innocent victim in the shooting. But the two young men, they were still, they were denied bond. So, you know, if I get any more news on that, I'll, you know, keep everybody updated on that.
Madam CeeLo Boston coming to us live out of Charlotte tonight. It is 10:16 in Tokyo. It's 1:16 in the a.m. out in London. Hey, we're listening. They're listening all over the world. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah, boy.
Yep.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Load a flower by firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance, and you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you, no disrespecting, baby, just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up, that's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up, little vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed, I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard, she deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton, racing through my mind like she heard that I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first, caramel macchiatos with Shawty getting the work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with purse. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you. Like, they just try to let you fly.
In a fantasy, I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. Yeah. Can't you see? I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower mom. Can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come in tries. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't right. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. Yeah. Can't you see? I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Don't know me, don't know me. I keep thinking, baby,
That was Wale and Miguel, Lotus Flower Bomb.
No doubt.
MMG. Yes, and you're listening on the radio live Friday Night Cypher.
Smoothed out joint.
Yes. I love that song. It makes you think that he loves only you and that you don't even know him.
Well, I didn't get that out of it, but okay.
I did. He was talking to me.
No doubt.
Oh, you know
no
what?
Doubt.
I want to shout out 50. 50
Who?
Cent.
Yes. Oh, so just a kizzy. I was going to say, you're shouting yourself out?
No, well, not today. But, no, 50. He was on Katy Couric yesterday morning. Oh, my gosh. That man is my husband in my mind. Oh, he is so awesome. But now he got a new, you know, I was proud of him just for the simple fact he got another
Katy I missed something. Katy Couric was shouting him out for what?
No, he was on her show. I was shouting him out. He was on her show yesterday morning. And I was just, you know, when I was looking at it, I was like, wow, he's just gotten opened up to a whole new demographic because what he was promoting was his fitness book called Formula 50.
Crossover.
Yeah, so, because, you know, he's dabbling in the fighter arena, you know. He has, like, two fighters. But then also he has this book, this fitness book. And so everybody in the audience got to, you know, got a copy of the book. So it's like, yeah, you know, force them to read it whether they want to or not. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, that's the power of branding.
Yes.
Pick up the system.
Love it. So what's been going on in your world, Hyman?
Oh, man. Snaps back from a real cool weekend last weekend. Again, appreciate the love from all over the country, all over the world. I like that. I like when you get wishes, you know, and you're like international bound. Ow.
Yes. Okay. Ow. Bitches.
Just like that. Right? Just like that.
That was your hey. I'm gonna put the show from last Friday on a CD and email it to you. I mean
it's like on my phone now. So it's already I got it already. It's on my
Happy
phone
birthday.
And I can rock out too. You rock.
Perfect.
It was like a house party last Friday night here on this show. So if you're just looking for something to move about to, you know, you can jog to, something you just, I mean, just really want to just, like, party to. Throw in last Friday's show, my birthday show, Madam Boston, she was DJ extraordinaire with all of the best in hip-hop.
You know, that was Kitty Sunshine right there, baby.
No doubt. Hey, man, did you see what took place here recently this week? Again, horrible representation from our oh-so-dear, oh-so-ignorant government. I believe it was Representative Don Young from Alaska out there in that Sarah Palin's territory.
Yeah.
Alaska. So I'm not sure, you know, that this should be a shock to many folks, but the speaker, you know, Mr. Boehner, is having to, you know, discipline Mr. Don Young. Google Don Young, folks, from Alaska. He has embarrassed the Republican Party this week. By in a statement on the radio, referring to his father, how they did things back in the day, and how they, you know, hired wetbacks all the time to do work on their farm, and so to refer to an immigrant worker, a Mexican worker specifically, as a wetback
in 2013. I think, you know, it really just kind of, you know, still demonstrates the sentiment that exists at the fabric of this here United States. I repeat, United States of America. Wetbacks in 2013. I mean, for those who may not be familiar with the term wetback, it is the equivalent to the reference or the slang spick. It is equivalent to the slang nigger. It is equivalent to honky cracker. We don't use those words because we show respect, and we want to show respect for a representative of the United States of America to think it's okay to refer to a population of people as a wetback in 2013. It is just, I think it's embarrassing to the Republican Party, and they have a long way to go before anybody will be back in the White House representing them.
That, I mean, like, for real, when I tell you that I can't even believe that. No, I'm not shocked, because the thing is that that's something that has been around for, that has been the mindset of people like him for a very long time. He didn't just start using that language.
Well,
you know,
in his defense, I must be fair and share his response. He said that he did not mean anything derogatory. He did not mean to cause any type of, you know, he didn't say frenzy, but I will say frenzy. He didn't mean to demean or, you know, he wasn't trying to call anybody anything negative. That is what he says.
Hmm.
And that is what he said.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Cricket. Can I say that? Cricket. How about this?
It's pretty embarrassing.
Can we play music now? Because that was just, that just blew me. Like, how
it's,
do you?
It's reality. It's reality.
I
think we have to become more aware of what's going on
and
holding folks accountable. Accountability inside the Friday Night Cypher. It's 9:27. We'll be back. Right back.
Yeah.
Might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know. On the rise, fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's
true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
Radio Live.
Hi. Friday Night Cypher.
You know, fucking TM Hyman, we up in here. Thanks for rocking with us tonight, everybody.
Yes, by all means. We love our listeners. We love our listeners.
What's up? What's good with you?
You know me. I'm taking it easy, enjoying the medication. It's just, you know, just chilling, man. Just chilling. I think I'm gonna. I am gonna step out though for this event this evening that we were giving away tickets for.
Absolutely.
I'm talking slow because I'm trying to find it. Okay, so here we go. It's gonna be. The show is called A Higher Learning Volume 1. And it's going to be at the Fillmore tonight here in Charlotte, 1000 Music Factory Boulevard. And the doors have already opened. The show began at 9, but the performing artists are Luca Brasi, Tanner Wayne, Stereo Loud, Nell Burner, and GDP. And again, that's at the Fillmore tonight out here in Charlotte. And I will be heading.
Okay, do you live across the street from the Fillmore?
Actually, no. I live about 10 minutes from the Fillmore.
Okay, that's not that far.
Yeah.
I'm like, you said it started at 9. It started at 9.
Yeah, but I mean, my thing is, if it's 4 or 5 people performing and it's over in an hour, well, hell. That's not
right,
much of a show.
You just
want to
get there for the good artists.
Right, that was a... Everybody doing 15-second slots. It's going to take them 30 minutes to start it. So
hilarious.
I don't, you know. Who knew? Oh, my gosh. So I wanted to speak about the, there was a law passed yesterday. In because of the young lady, there was a law passed yesterday.
Got it.
Yeah, in the Senate, because of was it the Kyla law, where the young lady, well, the little girl rather, was abused by her stepfather, and she is permanently brain damaged, and
abused.
So you know, they were looking for harsher. You said, how was she branded?
Abused.
He beat her. Yeah, he beat her. She was like, she was only a couple months old when he was beating on her. And he's in jail now. But, yeah, it's supposed to be for, you know, stiffer terms.
Wow.
For people who, you know, commit child abuse. I mean, people are taking it too far. I mean, it's a far cry from. I mean, now I thought, you know, our parents were going to kill us when we were younger, but I never really felt like I was going to die for real. It just, you know, you feel like that momentarily. But if you're still breathing after they've stopped, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you're going to make it, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like they take it too far. They're taking their frustrations out on the children.
And that's what it is.
You know, I mean, because especially, you know, okay, you're beating them because they can't stop crying. Feed them. Change the diaper. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, you know.
But
I think it's even deeper than that, though.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah,
I think
in
most instances, you know, really it comes down to, you know, some type of, you know, mental or emotional issue.
Yeah.
You know, that's really we really don't pay a lot of attention to. Mental health does not get the attention that really get in America, and that's something completely different. Although I will say this, Obamacare helps that.
Right.
So for those who want to bash, Obamacare helps to deal with things like mental health issues that's been taboo, specifically in the African American community for so long. Nevertheless, it's Friday night, and we're gonna come back and, you know, we'll keep the conversation going, but we want to, you know, party a little bit too. We're going to throw it over to DJ Boston, who will take a bridge as we keep Friday Night Cypher cracking tonight. See him Hyman Radio Live. See Boston, Charlotte, North Carolina.
We about to do it. Here we go, right here.
Blah, blah. block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. What? It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. Whoa. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in it, Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts. I'm feeling what a feeling. Nah, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go.
Click, 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 God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad.
Yeah, I'm talking B, and I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy, I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the hish, least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meets the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means okay, one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the.
They wanna TM Hyman Radio Live. What's up? It's Philo Boston. We got TM Hyman.
Okay.
Friday Night Cypher. Yeah, thank you for rocking with us as always. Before we go any further, though, we do have a resident caller out of DC. What's up, Mr. Cooper?
Yes, sir. What's going on, TM Hyman family?
What it do? What it do?
Oh, ain't nothing much, man. I hadn't called. I think I called in a couple of nights ago, but and it was weird because this is Cypher night. And first thing I have to say is the views expressed at this point are not the views of the TM Hyman Radio Show.
I know that's right.
So, so y'all had somebody on. I don't know what her name was. But it was an artist. And so I'm listening to the artist. And I think that I have phenomenal taste in music. And I don't just enjoy what people have put on. I enjoy people before they make it. When I'm like, okay, that person's good. They have nice charisma, this and that. Even just hearing the voice and not seeing the person and seeing a video or whatever. I don't know who she was, but my mom always told me if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. So I just had to leave it at that right there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm saying like that because that was the person you all were interviewing. At first, when I heard, I didn't think it was somebody you all were interviewing, so I was getting ready to just blast. And then when I heard it was someone you all were interviewing, I was like, okay, let me step back.
See,
who was
good
it?
Stop for not crushing dreams.
It was a female. It was a female, and I think her like somebody from her record label was on at the same time or whatever. I'm not sure.
He is. He is talking about the young lady who joined us the other night, and I am going to remember her name very shortly.
No, don't. Not, don't do it live. I have no idea who you're talking about.
You don't know who you said don't do
no. It. No, and we're having like a production meeting live on the air. Hey, Coop, what's going on in D.C. tonight, man?
I'm
like, I want to know who the hell you're talking about, but I'm just going to do that offline.
I worked hard all week, man. I've been working. Last night I went to see a gallery and saw a thing. It was Pump It Up, Go-Go in DC, 90s and 80s. It was like a forum where they had one of the artists from a group called Red Essence, one of the artists from a group called Junkyard Band. They had a former D.C. police detective on the phone. They had a guy from a gang that used to be around in the early 80s called the Gangster Chronicles. He was there to talk. And a writer from the Washington Post, the Washington City paper. It was really good. I went with a little hot date.
Right.
Well, we try to get it in.
Yeah. Tomorrow night I'm gonna be at the Gasapo's getting me at the Hookah Lounge. You know, if you recognize me, I might buy all the drinks. Psych.
So I'm when it comes to now, I've heard that term quite a few times, but I'm a little green when it not even a little. I'm totally green when it comes to hookah. Explain to those of us who are totally ignorant, what is hookah?
Hookah is a Middle Eastern type of pipe, and they put different flavored tobaccos in it. And it's
pipe.
Some of them have like a
pipe.
It looks like a bong with a hose.
And it has a bunch of different hoses. I made like 3-4 different hoses on it, so you all can sit there and smoke on it.
It's something that you smoke.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so is it like cigarettes? What is that? Is it a drug or is it tobacco?
No, it's totally legal. It's I've heard there are places where you can go in that are like clubs, but you can put whatever you want in there. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true or not. But
interesting. And so also, let me clarify. I'm not asking this question because I'm looking for somewhere to go. I'm asking this question because I've heard hookah a lot of times, and I don't know what that is. So
no, they're places you go in, they actually have it on the menu, and it's legal. They have legal tobacco that you can put in, that they'll put in there for you, and they'll be flavored: apple, strawberry, lemon.
Smoke on
the
inside? I thought smoking on the inside was illegal.
That's the thing.
These places are grandfathered in because they're, you can't smoke cigarettes in them, but you can smoke this. It's like cigar bars have a waiver. That you would destroy their business if you didn't get them.
Got it. As long as you got the humidifier. I have been in the cigar bars.
Right. It looks like a small, like a mini hockey puck, for real. It looks like a mini hockey puck that they light on fire, that they put at the top of the hookah. And then, like, as you're inhaling it, it's pulling from that little charcoal tobacco disc deal.
And you said it's different flavors? So what are the flavors? Yeah.
They got, like, strawberry, apple.
I sound intrigued like I'm about to go try it. Not at all.
Right. It's not like smoking cigarettes or cigars. It's, you know what, it reminds you, because the smoke that it gives off, it's almost like a vapor. It's not as thick as cigar or cigarette smoke. Nowhere near it. Yeah, I think you tried it, though.
Good
I don't know. Be horrible. Appreciate I don't know.
Appreciate the education in hookah. Hey, Coop, we were talking about Don Young. You got to love the government. Don Young and his wetback comment this week.
And I don't appreciate the wetback comment coming from El Paso, as close to the border as I was born. I'm going to just say that.
A hot chocolate. Back in the convo. Wetback in 2013 is just like calling, you know, one of us nigga. I don't get why we think that's okay.
I don't know either.
The way I look at it is like this. I really think the Republican Party has decided they want to look as bad as possible. Because they do all these things and they just stupider and stupider. They say that, there are people that say this type of stuff. Then they go ahead. You heard about the stuff that happened with the Obama girls. The guy not only blasted them about going on vacation during their spring break with their mother, he also with a resort they were staying at while they're staying at it.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
It was a congressman. It was a House of Representatives member.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You know,
only president who's gone on the least amount of vacations in their president.
Mm-hmm.
So So
yeah, if I can remember correctly, GW, whichever one it was, both of them, they were always at Camp David somewhere shooting and fishing and hunting and carrying on in the middle of major, you know, war crisis and things like that. So why can't the president go and spend time with his kids?
Oh, well, the thing is, the president isn't even on a trip. It's just them and their mother. He's back here in Washington working.
Shut up. Well, what the kids got to be there for? I mean, why the kids got to be at home?
They say because we have a sequester going on right now, the kids shouldn't go on vacation.
Oh, because what? And what are the kids being home going to do?
Well, check this out, though. I understand from a taxpayer perspective, I get it, right? But what they have to understand is that the president does have a life outside of government that generates revenue. So it's the money that he spends is not just necessarily government money. And if he's not in your back pocket trying to count your money, you need to get out of his back pocket. Get out of here.
Say what?
It's so stupid. Hey, it's 9:50. We'll be right back talking about these. Our friends, the Republicans, TM Hammer Radio Live.
And I'm my friend.
Kirko. I made that money. I found me a thing. A bad ass. Brought a monster to sing. Oh, yeah. I got that drink. I mix that lean. And throw that money up. And then I walk on green. Oh, yeah. I walk on green. Oh, yeah. I walk on green. Oh, yeah. I put it to the club. I met a girl that's with it. I got phone numbers and pictures, room keys and boom keys, all up in my pocket, no wallet to shoot. Girl, I walk on green, I walk on green, and if she with me, she with my team. She too turned up, she on my lead, and you can call it PGA because I walk on green. If she moving my feet, jeans all on her clothes. Point guard on my team, she be playing her role. Keep it real OT, she ain't trying to get known. I love a young, Debbie trying to get the dough. I made that money, I bought me a thing. A bad ass, brought a mom to the scene. I got that drink, I mix that lean. Then throw that money up and then I walk on green. I walk on green, I walk on green. I pull up to the club.
I got perm, drink my cup. I just drink, smoke till I'm gone. Tell him I'll be back next month. I just seen the game and I played it. Most of the time I was faded. I ain't asked if she came with. She just seen the ice and skated. I'm just going ham in that field. I'm just walking on that green. Threw about 20 grand that L. Told her walk up on that green. Talking pop that roll. Cup full, getting big. Started from a dollar, now I'm making M's. Walking on that green. Started with dirty money and walking off clean. Suited, Sam Rouse thing. Suited, gone off the lane. I'll be faded with my homie Kurt. Montana Coke boys always going to work.
I made that money. I bought me a thing. A bad ass. Brought a mind to the scene. I got that drink. I mix that lean. Then throw that money up and then I walk on.
Hyman Radio Live. And that's Kurt Cobain and French Montana will walk on green. We got 6 minutes left in the show. Yo, Friday Night Cypher. We chilling tonight, though. We not wilding out too much. You can always check out our podcast, though, you know, on the Blog Talk Network. We have a nice selection, you know, so I'm quite sure you'll be thoroughly entertained. when you come in the back out of the NYC there, Miss Hot Chocolate?
I will actually be back on Monday. Unfortunately, I will be en route traveling during show time, so I will not be.
Aww.
Yeah, Delta's cut out a lot of their travel itineraries up north to the New York area, so it's a little discouraging that I couldn't get back at a time that would allow me to participate with the show.
Boom, work it out.
You'll be back on Wednesday.
Hey, we're not gonna plug Delta longer because they don't have the flight that we need.
Okay.
So we ain't gonna plug them no further.
Nope. Against the law.
Monday 9 p.m. Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, T.M. Hyman. Hey, Coop, we appreciate you, man. President Obama got a lot on his hands to do in a short period of time.
Yeah, he does.
Hey.
But I think it's going to work out.
Three terms to clear all this mess up.
Yeah, for real. But, you know, he signed a bill the other day, I think it was like Monday or Tuesday, you know, to keep the government running up until September. However,
I hope they get it right before September.
Me too.
However, it's going to be a problem.
But those automatic cuts are still happening, though. Those are still going through. That's still going through. So, you know, I feel for the people that it affects. You know, hopefully they find a better answer than what they got. But, yeah, everybody say goodnight because we got like 3 minutes left. Tell the people goodnight and give them something nice to rock to. And check y'all out on Monday.
T.M. Hyman Radio, want to say happy birthday to my little chocolate drop, Corinne. Auntie loves you, boo.
Happy birthday from T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
That's right. Good night, everybody. Thank you for coming out. God bless.
Have a good weekend. Be safe, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Talk to you on Monday.
That was my Russell.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure? Yeah, 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 yo, peep the style and the way the cap sweater.
Uh-huh.
The number one question is can the feds get it?
Uh-huh.
I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jettas. Take that with a
chitter. Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck bitch fights and lane scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt silly. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelet, frostbit. Ring two, niggas round the way, call me Igloo Stick. Who?
Hey,
dear, baby,
boss, draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
that's right. Don't stop.
Uh-huh.
You won't stop,
nigga. What? 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 Yeah. Big smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhyme to play me. I'm from Marcy, I'm varsity, chump, you JV.
Just
JV.
Nigga, amen. My bedside flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches from 62 to gym stars. My mom's ditching, Graham chopping, police there docking, D's at my door's knocking.
Yeah, rocking. Yeah, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistol, blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York place outside,
get up out of there.
Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit, she draws.
radio show. DMD I'm Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMD I'm Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM, Hyman Live, DM, Hyman Live, DM, Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. DM, Hyman Live, DM, Hyman Live, DM, Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. DM, Hyman Live, DM, Hyman Live, DM, Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.